Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey, how about that? Hunter Dozier hits a two-run first-inning home run for the Royals.
Dongtown.
Very special place, Josh. Thank you.
He went there. And you should, too.
Texas A&M, man. You better win. I'm telling you, it's going to be trouble if you don't.
In the style of Top Gun, they are writing checks.
Their body can't cash.
There you go, champ.
Their ego's writing checks. Their body can't cash. Maybe. We'll see. This from Ross Dellinger, who caught up with Texas A&M athletic director Ross Bjork. This is their athletic director. This is coming off of what Jimbo Fisher said this morning, where he basically called Nick Saban, I don't know,
poorly raised?
Yeah. He said that he should be slapped. A&M AD Ross Bjork tells Sports Illustrated that Nick Saban's comments violate SEC sportsmanship bylaws, and he's been in contact with Greg Sankey. That is, however, not the important part of what was tweeted out here. Bjork calls the comments, quote, a personal attack, and suggests Saban is lashing out because he's threatened. Quote, this is personal. This is a real quote from the Texas A&M athletic director. Quote, I don't know why Nick Saban would say what he said, except for he's threatened. There is a saying, an emperor who loses their dynasty lashes out. And this is the one that'll be put on the poster if Texas A&M doesn't win any games this year, or, you know, doesn't win against Alabama. I guess people don't like A&M disrupting the power base of college football. So you can't say that unless you're really sure
that you're going to take over.
Yes. And if you and if you're going to take over, great. This will look awesome. But you are now on the clock to like win a national championship. You're on the clock. And hey, winning recruiting national championships, with which Texas A&M has done, and winning real championships, which Texas A&M has not done, are different.
They are. They really are.
So you better win. Texas A&M last year was 8-4.
Not going to get it done. Probably not going to win a natty with that.
I'm just saying, man, like you can't, you know, that's a big quote. I guess people don't like A&M disrupting the power base of college football. Football, the football part of it is still played on the field. You can win all the recruiting titles you want. Texas A&M is talking a big game for not having done anything except for paying their coach a bunch of money, talking a lot of smack, and winning in recruiting. And paying guys an NIL, which is fully cool and legal, by the way. Totally cool and legal. Whew, you better win. That's going to be bad. That's going to be bad. If they go 8-4 again,
it's going to be so good.
I mean, it'll be really good for us, but really bad for them.
I mean, if they win or lose this year, it's going to be great for us.
True. Yeah.
Got a couple notes just coming through here.
Yeah.
Max,
send us the notes.
Max Scherzer.
Yeah. Is he okay?
Internal oblique strain, should be out 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, that's long.
And
how's the
May 19th? Mark it down.
Yeah, the Mets.
Mets go Mets. They got a big lead right now, but They got a 6-game lead.
6-game lead in the NL East with no Jacob deGrom for the next several weeks still, mm-hmm. and no Max Scherzer now for the next several weeks.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And this one, maybe an even bigger note, Al Horford will play tonight.
All right.
He's beaten COVID for the third time this year.
Congrats. We should throw him a party.
Still no word on Celtics coach Ime Udoka, as he missed the yesterday's media session due to a non-COVID illness.
COVID is all the way back.
Yeah, I would assume he'll be on the bench tonight.
Royals had a COVID move, a protocol move anyway.
Yeah.
Yesterday. By the way, that was the second time I've been at Warner Park this year when a player got called up to the big leagues during the game.
Pack your stuff and go right now.
It's pretty obvious. Right. The guy runs out of the dugout. He doesn't seem sad because you can't really tell exactly what's going on. You know, he tries to hide the emotion a little bit because it's not public yet. But guy leaves the dugout. He grabs his bats and gloves. He heads up during the middle of the game. He's not hurt. And, oh, yeah, by the way, a guy on the major league roster who is an outfielder just got put in the protocol. So last night that was Dairon Blanco getting his first call to the big leagues. Okay, Josh, what was this thing from the PGA Tour or from the PGA Championship?
PGA Championship, they are doing a traditional telecast with Scott Van Pelt on ESPN. I think on ESPN2 they're doing Joe Buck and Michael Collins, and they had on Eli Manning because this is essentially a Manning cast that they're doing.
Weird.
And
so weird.
Eli Manning, there's really no way to introduce this. Eli Manning telling a story about his brother.
4 or 5 years ago, we were on a golf trip, and Peyton tried to, like, I was getting dressed, I'm sitting in my bed, he tried to tackle me, and he kind of overshot, and he got stuck between the bed and a wall, and he was kind of in there, and I gave him an atomic wedgie. If atomic means it's over the head. The wedgie, the underwear got over his head, and, you know, that was my proudest moment of my entire life, just, you know, getting the atomic wedgie.
Are we worried about overexposure for the Mannings?
A little bit.
I'm getting concerned.
There
doesn't need to be a Manning cast for everything.
No.
There definitely doesn't need to be a Manning cast for the PGA Championship. I get ESPN wants to do their best. They want to put their best content out there. But sometimes covering the golf event is what you should do.
It's an interesting way to roll out Joe Buck in a casual, non-play-by-play setting. I'm sure in the meeting this sounded like really creative.
Hey, this will get people on board.
Yeah.
No, actually, kind of the people just kind of want to watch golf.
I think you're probably going to anger your golf fans, and
by the way,
the casual golf fans won't care enough to tune in.
By the way, when I think Joe Buck, I don't think golf.
Well, they talked about that.
He's done golf before.
They talked about his golf, the few times he did golf at Fox, and how the viewers did not respond well to it.
Right.
And he said he wanted to do the Eli Manning thing to them, which he was referring to the double bird.
Hmm. Nice.
So he's letting it fly on
ESPN
essentially day one.
Hasn't quite figured out the golf thing yet.
No.
They'll get there, maybe. All right, we will come back. We'll update the poll questions. We'll round things out. Tell you what to watch tonight next here on 1620 The Zone.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.